Now, does that have lean in it as well?
Lean as streets,
Okay. What do you call the hard part that might be on the outside?
The skin.
Okay. And what do you call salted pork that's been smoked?
Well, that's cured meat.
Okay. What do you call pork in thin strips that's eaten for breakfast a lot?
That's bacon.
Okay. What do you call pork that's ground up and put into a casing?
Sausage.
Okay. And what do you call the man who cuts and sells meat?
He's a meat cutter.
Okay. Meat that isn't kept in the refrigerator might get...
tainted and spoiled.
Okay. Now, there's another word for a meat cutter that begins with a B. Can you think of that often?
No, I can't.
Okay. What do you call a pressed loaf that's made from the head of a hog and the blood and things like that?
Oh, that's souse meat.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard it called head cheese? Or is that something different?
Yeah, I've heard it called head cheese, but it's, I always called it souse meat.
What else can be made from the hog liver and the blood and stuff? Is there anything else, or is that about the only thing you can make?
But liver is in that.
And how do you make that?
Well, you boil that liver until it's tender with the lights in there too, and you.
And now what's the lights?
Well, that's the it's the lungs.
Okay.
But they've stopped us from eating it now. The law and the pure food law has stopped us from eating that.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Supposed to carry some disease.
If
or something?
You kill your own hogs at home, right, you can eat it and there's nothing said, but you don't buy it. You don't buy it no more. And they say it carries, there might be a teeny bit of TB in it or asthma in it or something determine out and affect the body. And they stop the pure food. Won't let them even give you back your lights with your liver if you can have it.
You mean if you have somebody else butcher it?
If you carry it to the butcher pen and have it butchered. It's very seldom you ever get the liver back, but if you do, that lights is cut off. Don't you know the liver?
Well, now, when you make the pudding, you cook the liver and the lights if you've got it.
Yeah, you call that hash.
And
you call it liver hash. You chip up onions or put onion salt in it, black pepper, and chip it in little pieces like that. And cook it just perfectly tender. Then you put it in a bowl, and that gravy is thick, and it's very delicious eating.
And you eat it hot?
Yeah.
I've never had it. It sounds very good.
Well, now that is good eating. If you keep house, well, you try it sometime, it's mighty good. Anybody that loves liver.
Yeah, well, I do.
Yeah, oh, I do too. I had to keep liver cooked for Cleveland. He had that blood disease.
Yeah.
On. And it's good for your blood, but now if you got high blood, don't eat it.
No, that's no problem.
See, I'm not
tell me some more about this now. Do you cook it, do you put it in water? Do you boil it? Is that what you do?
You chip that liver up, and if you have the lights, chip it up, put it down in, I cook mine in a presto. But put it in a pot, cook it perfectly tender.
And about how much water do you put?
Well, you don't put much water, but you have to watch it stick. Then you chip you up some onions. Now there's a lot of people loves it, not onions, but garlic. Chip up a tiny bit of that garlic, but chip it awfully fine. And put you some black pepper in it and cook it down low in a gravy.